Welcome to Your Career Podcast. If you're looking for inspiration in your career or job search, you're at the right place. I'm Jane Jackson, your career management coach and author of Navigating Career Crossroads. For more career advice and support, go to janejacksoncoach.com and find all you need to create the career of your dreams. Too many people think of career advancement as an upward progression only. And sometimes you can leapfrog a position, though. You can move laterally or even make a downward move in order to get to where you want to be eventually, instead of moving up step by step, like on a career ladder. Welcome to episode 232 of Your Career Podcast. Welcome back. I am delighted to be here. I've had a little bit of a break in between podcast episodes, so I hope you have been well and you're excited for this next episode. Now, before I tell you all about the career myths that may be holding you back, I want to ask you, are you really ready for career success? Sometimes, you know, you think you're ready, but you aren't really. So let's find out. I have created the Ready for Career Success quiz, and it only takes you 2 minutes to complete it, and you will receive your score, analysis, and personalized recommendations for you to improve immediately. It's such an amazing tool, and I think that you're going to really like it. So if you want to find out if you are ready for career success, take my career success quiz. All you need to do is to go to janejacksoncoach.com/career-success-quiz. Got that? Okay. And so once you're there, there will be only 21 easy multiple choice questions. It'll take you 2 minutes to complete them, and then you'll be able to find out how ready you are and what you need to do to really take control of your career. So I think that's going to be quite exciting, isn't it? Right. So what is the topic that I am covering today? It is the 7 biggest myths about career management, because there are so many about how to manage your career. And in this podcast episode, I'm going to cover 7 of the biggest myths about your career management. There are no hard and fast rules, though, when it comes to career progression. And there are different ways to approach your career development and advancement, and some of them may actually surprise you. I just want to tell you a quick story. A client of mine recently landed what she considers to be her dream job after several years of feeling really unhappy and unappreciated in her previous company. She was a member of my Career Success Program, which I've told you about before. You can find out more about the Career Success Program if you want to go to thecareersacademy.online. All these URLs are in my show notes if you want to check it out. But anyway, she was feeling really unhappy and unappreciated, and she had a strong feeling that she was in the wrong company, doing the wrong type of work long before we started working together. And she wasn't clear about what she really wanted nor what to do next. Does that sound familiar? I wonder if you've ever felt that way. But to gain the career clarity she needed, she joined my Career Success Program and was a fabulously active participant in all our group coaching calls each month. And she completed many of my online career management courses and all of the career assessments included in the program. During our group calls, she shared that she was confused and feeling quite deflated too, because of the lack of recognition and the little job satisfaction that she felt at her current role. She felt she really wasn't able to get to the next step up. So I explained to her that too many people think of career advancement as an upward progression only. And sometimes you can leapfrog a position, though. You can move laterally or even make a downward move in order to get to where you want to be eventually, instead of moving up step by step, like on a career ladder. Okay. In fact, if you think too narrowly about what it means to advance your career, you could overlook the fact that your career advancement is often more of a matrix than a ladder. So let's get into the seven myths about career management. Okay, now these may be preventing you from getting ahead. Myth number one, to get ahead in my career, I must move up into a management position. Really? Is that so? Now, if you have no direct reports at the moment, then managing a team or gaining direct reports may sound like a fantastic step up. However, managing others is not the only way to measure your career progression. Staying where you are and expanding on your skill set and creating the opportunity to work with different people or new projects can help you to advance and also expand a valuable internal network. And you know your network is your net worth. Yes. Now, career advancement may come as a lateral move first rather than an immediate upward move into management. So please consider your long-term career goals. What will the next move take you closer to? Will that next move take you closer to your goals or take you further away? And what you need to do is to identify specifically what your goals are so you can make the right decisions. Okay, that's myth number one. Myth number two, my manager is the only one to help me progress in my career. Never assume that your manager will look out for your career development. It's up to you to get clear on your career goals and understand the goals of your company to position yourself for success. Your manager may not even know what is best for you. Your manager could be new to the company and perhaps was parachuted into their senior role. What if your manager isn't highly regarded enough to be able to help you? What if your manager doesn't have the influence to help you? Your manager may be too focused on their own career to really understand what you want. They may feel you're too valuable in your current role and, in fact, might not want to lose you even if you want that move upwards or to move on. So no one cares more about your career than you. If you're lucky enough to have a manager who has your back and takes the time and effort to grow your career in your current company, then you're really lucky. However, you're the one who must take ownership of your career, develop self-reliance and resilience despite any setbacks, and set your own plan for success. Now, what about myth number three? My manager won't help me in my career. Okay, so this is on the other side of the coin. You mustn't assume that your manager won't help you without exploring that possibility first. There are some managers who are amazing leaders, and they're proactive about developing their team members and lobbying for their advancement within the company. And you must remember that your manager is actually one step closer to the senior executive team than you are and can advise you of the best way to approach your career development in your current organizational culture if they're a good leader. So take full advantage of a supportive manager who may be able to introduce you to senior executives and expand your professional network. On to myth number four. I have to stay in my current company if I want to progress in my career. It seems natural to stay in your current company and take on ever-increasing responsibilities and progress internally. However, think about this. What if your company cannot give you what you want? As an example, if you want international experience and you work within a company that's a national business, regardless of how happy you are in your current role and how far you progress internally, you'll still need to target global companies at some stage to get those international opportunities that you desire. So take the time to assess what you really aspire to and ask yourself if your current company is the right place to advance towards your long-term career goals. Myth number five. If I want to advance in my career, I have to leave my current company. Do you really have to leave to get what you want? Staying in your current company could provide some important advantages. So you see, I'm trying to give you both sides of the coin so that you know. It takes time to make your mark in any role. Usually professionals need about 2 to 4 years to get completely up to speed within their role and to gain the tangible accomplishments to prove their capabilities. Get a few wins on the board first, yes? And developing a strong track record of success can help you with lateral and upward moves. Your current company may be more willing to explore how you will thrive in new areas as you are already a known entity. They know your work ethic, your capabilities, and how good a fit you are for their corporate culture. And also, when you think about it, by remaining where you are for a sufficient amount of time, it gives you more opportunities to get to know people internally who have influence, the initiatives that really matter to the company, and also how key decisions like the promotions and stretch roles are actually created. So ask yourself if you are considering leaving your current company just to avoid figuring out how to advance where you are right now. Which one seems the easier option? Which one is the best option for you? Now, myth number six. I just need to find the right mentor to develop my career. And yeah, sure, a mentor can give you valuable advice, which can help you to progress faster in your career if you have a good mentor. However, you still need to do the work. Be aware that there's a limit to how much a mentor can actually lobby for you, influence others on your behalf, or even know all the details that are relevant to your career path. So if you rely on a mentor to get ahead, you place a great deal of pressure on one person to do it for you. So a better approach will be to curate a personal board of supporters, okay, like having your own personal board of advisors with a range of expertise. Supporters who possibly could be your sponsors, let's say, rather than your mentors, so you can focus on actions that you need to take to progress forwards in your desired career path. So pulling on the expertise of multiple people could be more helpful. Now, finally, myth number seven. I need to look and behave differently in order to get ahead in my career. Really? Now, your professional image and executive presence matter, and it varies by industry, role, and company culture, of course. So if you believe that to progress in your career, you can't be your natural self, you've got to be bigger than you actually are, or you need to be more flamboyant or charismatic or whatever, what you do is you give yourself an excuse not to put yourself out there. Do not assume you need to change for the worse in order to advance. However, don't focus on simply being yourself. What I want you to do is focus on being your best self. You don't have to change who you are to get ahead. There's no need to create imaginary obstacles to your progress, all right? I don't want any of this imposter syndrome thing. Focus on being your best self. And also, consider this. If you were to change who you are to get ahead, would it actually be worth it? Isn't it better to be your natural, authentic self? So finally, career management, it's not rocket science, and there are no hard and fast rules or processes that will work for every single one of you. So please explore different ways to progress in your career, and don't let these career management myths hold you back from what you really want. Now, I've mentioned a few URLs at the beginning of this episode, and so one is my career success quiz. Let's find out if you really are ready for career success. It's a 2-minute quiz, and as soon as you click submit, then you get your score, you get the analysis and recommendations, personalized recommendations for you as an individual immediately. So, you know, it's no skin off your nose to give it a go. So why not take the career success quiz now? Just go to janejacksoncoach.com/career success quiz. You got that? janejacksoncoach.com/career success quiz. Okay. And of course, if you need me, feel free to book a career clarity chat with me. It's free. It's a complimentary 15-minute career clarity chat. And you will find the link to book at janejacksoncoach.com. Okay, and I hope that you have a wonderful week ahead. And thanks for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Bye now. for joining me today. For affordable career help, please check out my Career Success Program. I provide a unique blend of online and live career coaching to help you take control of every aspect of your career or career change. If you aren't where you want to be in your career, let's talk. Check it out at thecareersacademy.online. The links are in my show notes.